Blog Talk Radio. God. We thank God for this opportunity to be here tonight. Welcome, everyone, to Wednesday Night Bible Study. Hallelujah. Let us pray as we enter in tonight. God, to open up our spirits so that we can receive great and mighty His Word and apply to our daily life, and also so that we be able to minister to ye one another in truth and in spirit. So let us pray. Father God, we thank you. Heavenly Father, we come in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We humble ourselves under your mighty hand. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you have your way, O God, as we come seeking ye first your kingdom and all your righteousness and truth, Father God. Lord, we come to be changed on tonight by your word in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we ask for your help on tonight, O God. Lord, help us and our family members, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we ask you to move swiftly, O God, concerning your children right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We thank you for this opportunity, Father God, that you've given us, that we can come and receive on tonight. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Holy Spirit, we ask that you have your way right now. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing, what you've done, and what you're about to do in the life of your children. Lord, we love you. We thank you, O God, for loving us first, that you sent your only begotten Son to save us. We thank you, Jesus, amen, that you came and you died for us, that you finished all the work on the cross. And we just want to say thank you. Father God, we ask in Jesus' name, oh Lord, as we come tonight touching and agreeing, Lord, that you will open up the channel of our spirit, oh God, bless us with revelation and knowledge and wisdom and understanding of your word that we can apply to our daily lives, that we may live a life that is upright and pleasing to thy sight. And Father God, we ask that you allow the scripture and the lesson of tonight to take root and manifest in our action, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We come against every hindrance, spirit on the line, spirit of confusion. We come against every spirit of frustration. We come against every spirit of distraction, procrastination. We come against every spirit of oppression, depression, spirit of fear, anxiety, worry, sickness, disease, infirmity, affliction, viruses. In the name of Jesus Christ, inflammation. We command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare this deliverance that it is so for our life and our family members and loved ones in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you for it, Lord. We seal this prayer right now with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail, and the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all that believe. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Welcome, everybody, tonight. I'm so happy that you all can meet us here tonight on the new time of 8 o'clock. I'm working a little bit here, so getting up at 7 and trying to make it in time for Bible study. But want to make sure I do what God has called me to do first, amen, not putting it aside, but making sure I fulfill every assignment that God has given me. A lot of times we allow our own schedule and things that we're trying to do to get in the way or make it a priority before God. So I want to make sure that I'm in position. I just thank you all for coming on tonight at this 8 o'clock hour. I won't hold you too long tonight. Since it is at 8 o'clock, and I know some of us have to get up pretty early in the morning to go to work, but know that we get the lesson on today and that we can apply it to our life in the name of Jesus. So we're going to start off in the book of Psalm, chapter 24, verse 1 through 2. The book of Psalm, chapter 24, verses 1 through 2. We're going to be talking about the different demons. We're going to talk about marine demons, y'all, and other animal spirits, and understanding how that applies and how it works. Now, there's different demons and spirits. We're going to talk about the marine demons and also the other animal spirits. So we're going to start off in the book of Psalm, chapter 24, verse 1 through 2. The Bible says in the book of Psalm, chapter 4, verse 1 through 2, and I'm reading out the New King James Version, everyone. The Bible says, hallelujah, I'm sorry, 24, you all, verse 1 through 2 says, the earth is the Lord's and all its fullness, the world and those who dwell therein, for he has founded upon the sea and established it upon the waters. Amen. So demons, y'all, are represented by different creatures. The diversity of the animal kingdom is a picture of the diversity, hallelujah, in the kingdom of darkness. So we can have understanding in the kingdom of darkness. So the Bible talks about serpents, scorpions, lions, jackals, bulls, foxes, owls, sea serpents, you all, flies, and spirits that operate to destroy mankind. And we are mankind, man and woman, we are mankind. So they are invisible, you all, to the natural eye, but they are just as real as natural creatures. So the idols that men worship are made in the image of men, four-footed beasts, birds, and creeping beings. So behind these idols are demons, and these are evil spirits that manifest in the natural through idols. So we can destroy, you all, and root and rot out the forces of darkness in the heavens, the earth, the sea, and under the earth. So these forces can operate through people, you all, governments, economic systems, educational systems, and different structures set up by men. These forces, you all, can operate from different locations and in different territories. So tonight, you all, we will explore a few examples of these animal spirits and how we can defeat them. Amen? So talking about marine demons and the mystery of the waters. See, the waters are mentioned, you all, at the beginning of creation. So the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the deep. We see this in the book of Genesis 1 and 2. One translation calls it the roaring deep. Roaring, R-O-A-R-I-N-G, roaring deep. So the earth was without form. The Hebrew phrase for without form is tuho, tuhu, rubahu. So the tuho, rubahu, you all, that unformed chaos to which are added the darkness and the watery deep, all are understood in Joel and in the book of Psalms, and several of the prophets that have been dominated by the entities that are at the enemies of God, enemy with God. So they are controlled by the powers resisting God's power. So God represents order. God represents light. He represents life, love, and creation. So the chaotic deep represents disorder, darkness, destruction, and death. See, the Baltic Sea, the wild ocean waters, is that which is contained by God in creation. So God gathered the waters together in seas and contained them. He set boundaries and commanded the dry land to appear. The word that most accurately describes this action is muzzle. God muzzled the rebellious powers in creation. So these powers are identified in Scripture as Leviathan, Rahab, and the dragon. See, God's power in creation is used to restrict these rebellious spirits and make the earth habitable for man. Amen. See, man was given dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air. Man lost his dominion through sin. So Satan came into the earth through Adam's sin. The earth and the waters were affected by the fall. See, marine demons are the class of demons that operate from the water. Marine demons are very high-ranking in Satan's overall kingdom and affect land when men invite them through conscious or unconscious acts and decisions. So these spirits represent a witchcraft, lust, perversion, murder, death, pride, rebellion, destruction, and greed. Your coastal areas are vulnerable to these spirits, and churches in these areas need to be aware of their activities. See, God's power is needed today to muzzle them just as God did in the beginning. See, those involved in spiritual warfare should not overlook this key component of Satan's kingdom. Hallelujah. So, you all, water is a symbol of life. There can be no life apart from water. It should not be surprising that demons would pervert this truth and use the waters to bring destruction. There has been violence, blood, murder, rape, slavery, thievery within our oceans. I want you all to think about it. When the slaves are brought over, how were they brought over? Of the waters. See, thousands of slaves were thrown overboard through the slave trade, my Lord, my God. Wealth, including gold and silver, has been transported across the oceans after lands were plundered. Illegal drugs have been transported across the seas. Marine spirits promote murder and greed. Bloodshed causes defilement. Many waters have been defiled by blood, which gives marine spirits strength to operate. There have been many covenants made with spirits connected to waters. We look in the book of Isaiah. Let's go to Isaiah 28 and 17 with me. Isaiah 28 and 17. And if you'd like to read, help me read tonight, if you're press one, Isaiah 28 and 17. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Isaiah 28, hallelujah, and verse 17. Okay, I guess I don't have anybody want to help me read tonight. Okay, Evangelist Kim, thank you. God bless you. Go ahead.
Isaiah 28 and 17, New King James Version, mm-hmm. says, also I will make justice the measuring line and righteousness the plummet. The hail will sweep away the refuge of lies, and the waters will overflow the hiding place.
Amen. Amen. God add a blessing to the reader and the reader and hearts of her. God add a blessing to the hearers, the reader, and the doers of his word. Amen. Thank you, Evangelist Kim, so much for that. Amen. Okay, so we see here in Scripture in Isaiah 28 and 17, waterways are gateways to cities and nations, you all. Satan will always try to possess the gates. He will place some of his strongest demons at these gates. Gates control the flow in and out of a region. See, we are to possess the gates of the enemy. We can command the gates to open for the King of Glory to enter. Amen. When we look in the book of Psalm 24 and 7, Psalm 24 and 7, I just want you to lay your eyes to it, what the Bible says in the book of Psalm, chapter 24, verse 7. So that's Psalm chapter 24, verse 7. And Sister Billy has pressed the button. Sister Billy, will you read Psalm chapter 24, verse 7 for us on tonight?
Amen. Kim, coming out of King James Version, it said, lift up your head, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye are everlasting doors, and the kingdom of God shall come in. Amen.
And the King of Glory shall come in. Amen. Hallelujah.
Glory shall come in. Glory.
Amen. Thank you, sister. Amen. God add a blessing to the reader, the hearer, most of all, the doers of this word. Amen. Hallelujah. So we see it here. When I was in Africa, y'all, they were talking to me about the marine spirits and saying that they would come out of the water at a certain point of the night, and they would be in a vehicle driving. They would go in, and they weren't people. They had to, before they entered into the body or whatever, they came in, and they would seduce and take these people and kill them. So when I was there, I went to the beach. And when I went to the beach, the water was raw, and it kept moving up. They had to push the thing back. And I kept saying, if this water come here, I'm leaving. And every time I say, if it comes to this line, they say, oh, it's not going to come this far. And it did. And I moved again, and it came again. I left the beach. It was, the water was so disturbed. It was very disturbing. It was moving up and up and coming up, overtaking the ground. And so there are spirits in the water, you all. We're talking about marine spirits, these demons and these spirits that are operating in the water. Amen. See, coastal cities and island nations are strongholds for marine demons. When we look in the book of Zephaniah, chapter 2 and 5, Zephaniah, chapter 2, verse 5, hallelujah. If someone has it for me, Zephaniah, chapter 2, verse 5. Is a very Evangelist Kim, do you have Zephaniah chapter 2, verse 5?
Yes, I do.
Zephaniah.
Uh-huh.
Okay, could you read it?
Zephaniah chapter 2. Yeah, yes. Verse 5 says,
uh-huh.
Woe to the inhabitants of the seacoast, the nation of the Cherethites. The word of the Lord is against you. O Canaan, land of the Philistines, I will destroy you, so there shall be no inhabitants.
Amen.
Keep
Amen.
Going.
Oh, no, no, that's right. That's right right there. So you all, the Philistines were the perpetual enemies of Israel. They were a coastal people and worshipped Dagon. Dagon was a fish god. The temple of Dagon was in Ashdod, which means ravager. So the Philistines were controlled by marine spirits operating under Dagon. So the Philistines represent our warfare against marine spirits. The apostles and leaders of churches in areas of water need to understand the threat. We need a Davidic, you are warfare anointing to defeat these spirits. There are too many leaders who are unaware of the threat. May the Lord give us wisdom, you are, to defeat every fish god and sea serpent in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. You are Zidon or Sidon. You are in 1 Kings 16, chapter 16, verse 31, and also in the book of Joel, if you want to go back and read it for yourself, Joel chapter 3 and verse 4. Again, 1 Kings 16 and 31 and Joel 3 and 4. Jezebel was the daughter of Ethbaal, you are, the king of Zidonians. See, Zidon was a port city of the sea. Zidon is a part of the ancient Phoenicians, you all, empire. So the Phoenicians, you all, were a sea-faring people. So Zidon was a city controlled by marine spirits. The man of whom the city was named was the firstborn of Canaan. When we look in 1 Chronicles, chapter 1, verse 13, 1 Chronicles, we'll go there together. 1 Chronicles, hallelujah. 1 Chronicles chapter 1, hallelujah. Just giving everybody a chance to get there. Chapter 1, verse 13, the Bible says, I'm going to come out the New King James Version, Canaan begot Sidon, his firstborn in Heth. So we see it here, you all. Jezebel, you all, brought the worship of Baal into Israel. Jezebel brought whoredom, idolatry, and witchcraft to another level. Jezebel was possessed by marine spirits. Marine spirits promote idolatry, modern-day pornography, and witchcraft. Hallelujah. Just having an understanding of what's going on. So now that we set our eyes to it, like giving our ears to it, having a better understanding of what's going on and what is operating or has operated in some of us and other people, even family members. You all, Tyre in the book of Zechariah 9 and 3 and Ezekiel 26 and 16, also 19 and 21. Ezekiel chapter 26 and 28, you all, pronounced judgment upon Tyre, a city located on the coast which drew its strength from the sea. So the merchants of Tyre were known throughout the ancient world. The city had tremendous influence through its wealth and power. It was an exceedingly proud city because of its riches. When we look in the book of Ezekiel, and you can read it for yourself, verse 5, Tyre was a city of merchandise and violence. Tyre was filled with iniquity and traffic. We see this in verse, in chapter 28, 16 and 18 verse. So the king of Tyre was the anointed, my Lord, cherubim. This is an obvious reference to Lucifer, you all. Now, well, let's go over to Nahum. Nahum chapter 3, verse 8. I want to make sure I'm not going too fast. Nahum chapter 3, verse 8. Nahum chapter 3, verse 8. And Sister Billy, I'm going to call on you to read that for me. Nahum chapter 3, verse 8.
I'm not the King James Version. It says,
mm-hmm.
Aren't thou better than popular?
Mm-hmm.
No, that was a suitable, I say, subject. I can't pronounce that word, but
okay.
Maybe I read that. Okay. That was among the rivers. It had the water,
mm-hmm,
round about it. rampart was the sea, and her walls was from the sea.
Amen. So we see it here in Scripture. You all, we see it here. Are you better than Noamon that was situated by the river that had the waters around her, whose rapid was the sea, whose wall was the sea? So we see it here in Scripture. God bless you, Sister Dillard. Thank you for reading that for us tonight. So, no, this is the ancient Egyptian city of Thebes, you all. It was considered to be impenetrable, but God destroyed it. Ancient cities were built surrounded by rivers or the sea, so this made it difficult to attack them. When we look at Nineveh, you all, in Genesis chapter 10, 8 through 12, and Jonah and Nahum in the book of Matthew and Luke as well, this ancient city situated, you all, along the Tigris was built by Nimrod, the rebellious conqueror who built the Tower of Babel, you all, which became Babylon. So wickedness was so great that it rose into the heavens to the throne room of God. Although they repented at the preaching of Jonah, they fell back into the same wickedness and rose up against the nation of Israel, representing a type of Antichrist spirit. Babylon, the great cities upon many waters, called in Revelation 17 and 1. We can read it for ourselves tonight, Revelation 17, verse 1. And since I have Sister Dillard and Evangelist Kim help me out, I'm going to ask Evangelist Kim to read that for us. That's Revelation chapter 17. Hallelujah. Give everybody a chance to get there. 17 and verse 1. Evangelist Kim, can you read that for us?
Yes. It says,
Revelation.
Then one of the seven angels who had the seven bowls came and talked with me, saying to me, "Come, I will show you the judgment of the great harlot who sits on many waters."
Amen. God bless you. Thank you, Evangelist Kim. So we see it here in Scripture. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's nothing like having your eyes open to see, you know, what's really in front of you. And now that you can see that, now you know how you can execute. So when we look at Revelation 17 and 1, specifically it is supported by the Euphrates River, you all. There are four evil angels bound in the river of Euphrates. Revelation 9 and 14, you all, let's go over there together. We're going to be wrapping up here soon. I don't want to keep you all too long tonight. Hope I'm not moving too fast. Hallelujah. When we look at the book of Revelation chapter 9, verse 14, the Bible says, "Saying to the sixth angel who had the trumpet, release the four angels who are bound to the great rivers of Euphrates." So we see here in Scripture, wrath is poured, you all, upon the rivers of Euphrates, you all. Revelation 6 and 12. Darius and the Medes, you all, conquered Babylon by diverting the river and entering through the gates in the river. So Babylon is responsible for the blood of the saints and blood of the matrix, you all. We look in Revelation 7 and 6. See, Babylon is the mother of harlots and abominations of the earth. See, Babylon controls the soul of men. If you look in Revelation 18, go to Revelation 18, you all. Hallelujah. Revelation 18, verse 13, so that's 8 and 13. Hallelujah. The Bible reads out of New King James Version. It says, "And cinnamon and incense, fragrant oil and frankincense, wine and oil, fine flour and wheat, cattle and sheep, horses and chariots, and bodies and souls of men." We see it here in Scripture. So Babylon makes rich those that ship. When we look in verse 19, it says, "They threw dust on their heads and cried out, weeping and wailing and saying, Alas, alas, that great city in which all who had ships on the sea became rich by her wealth, for in 1 hour she is made desolate." We see this here in Scripture. God pronounces a drought upon Babylon's water. In Jeremiah 50, verse 38 and 51 and 36, you can write that down and see it for, you know, go back and see it for yourself and read it in Scripture. God pronounced the drought upon Babylon's water in Jeremiah 50:38, Jeremiah 51:36. You all, Egypt was under the control of marine spirits. If you go to Ezekiel chapter 29, verse 3, I'll give you all a moment to get there. Ezekiel chapter 29, verse 3, the Bible reads in King James Version, hallelujah, speak and say, thus says the Lord God, behold, I am against you, O Pharaoh, king of Egypt, O great monster who lies in the midst of his rivers, who has said, my river is my own, I have made it for myself. Egypt was under the control of marine spirits, you all. It took a supernatural miracle anointing to break the power of Egypt. The Nile turned into blood. This was God's judgment upon the waters that supported Egypt. Israel was saved through water, and Pharaoh was destroyed in water. We look at Isaiah 51:10. Hallelujah. Isaiah 51:10. Give you a moment to get there. Isaiah 51:10. And then I'm going to open up if y'all have any questions or comments. 51:10, the Bible says in verse 10, are you not the one who dried up the sea, the waters of the great deep, that made the depth of the sea a road for the redeemed to cross over? My Lord, my God. So Pharaoh, you are Pharaoh. And Egypt are symbols of bondage and pride. So many cities in America located on large bodies of water, such as San Francisco, Los Angeles, New York, Miami, New Orleans, and Chicago, are strongholds of perversion, violence, drug addiction, witchcraft, rebellion. Cities such as Amsterdam and Rio Janeiro and Escobar and Cape Town and Mumbai are international examples of cities controlled by marine spirits. See, these gateway cities include ports. So there is a great degree of spiritual traffic through these gateways. Marine spirits must be challenged and bound if we are to see revival come to these cities. Marine spirits are also strong in island nations, you all. This is obvious because islands are surrounded by what? Water. So many ancient islanders worship sea gods. So these islanders created in to covenant with these marine spirits, giving these demons legal access to control the islands. So many island chains have strong witchcraft roots that need to be destroyed in order to see revival. Large island chains such as the West Indies and Indonesia and Philippines, you all, have strong marine spirit influences. See, the islands are commanded to praise. When we look in the book of Isaiah 42, chapter 10, we're already in Isaiah, so if you just go over to 42 and go to chapter 10, the Bible says, sing to the Lord a new song, and in his praise from the earth, from the ends of the earth, who, I'm sorry, you all, I'm getting choked up here. Sing to the Lord a new song and his praise from the ends of the earth. You who go down to the sea and all that is in it, you coastlands and you inhabitants of them. And when we drop down to verse 12, it said, let them give glory to the Lord and declare his praise in the coastlands. Praise from the island is a testimony of God's grace and power. God will use the church in the islands to help break Lebanon's power. Praise will be a weapon to confit you all and destroy the hold of marine spirits. The new song needs to be released. Amen? The new song needs to be released. So at this time, if you have any questions or comments, please press 1. I would like to hear your comment as well as your question if you have one. Please press 1. If you have any questions or comments tonight, as we're talking about the marine demons. And anybody have any questions or comments tonight as we are talking about the marine, hallelujah, marine demons and other animal spirits? Okay. Well, I'm going to see, Francis Kim, do you have any questions or comments?
I don't. I had a baby.
Okay. All right. God bless you. Sister Dilla, do you have any questions or comments tonight?
No. I don't have any.
All right.
The Bible.
I'm sorry, I cut you off a little bit. What you said then?
Oh, okay. Thank you. I was saying thank you for the Bible lesson.
Amen. Glory to God. We thank God for the lesson on tonight. I love Bible study. I love opening up and diving in and just having a deeper understanding. Amen. So that we receive so that we can minister to others and have an understanding. So tonight we're going to stop right there, but we're going to come back on next Wednesday, God willing. We're going to talk about the waters, the connection to the water in the underworld. So we're going to talk about the waters and understand their connection to the underworld when we get back here on next Wednesday. So if anyone doesn't have any questions or comments, we're going to wrap it right here tonight. I hope the Bible study was good for you all tonight. I hope you got off of it, got an understanding. I pray I didn't move too fast with the lesson. I just don't want to hold you all tonight since it's our first night at 8, and I just sent it out to you all today. So next week we'll have a little bit more time so we can adjust to being at 8 o'clock, just for a little while. So we thank God for all that God is doing. May God continue to bless you all. I pray that I'll be delivered, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Wherever the enemy has been holding you, holding me, holding my household, your household, and our love was in bondage, amen, by these spirits that have been operating all this time in hidden places in the darkness, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I decree and declare that it is so, and it shall be no other way. Let us pray as we leave this call, but never the presence of God. Father God, we thank you for your presence on tonight. We thank you, Lord God, for the lesson that we poured. Lord, I ask in Jesus' name that all that we have learned here on tonight, oh, Lord, that you will let it take root, Lord God, in such a way, Lord God, that we will never forget it. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, that we will minister, oh, God, to ye one another, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ. And we thank you for it, Lord. We thank you, Father God, for all that you're doing, all that you've done on tonight, even in this lesson, as you open up, oh, God, the channels of our spirit to receive on tonight, that we can taste and see your goodness, Father God, to reveal those things to us that we will not be entrapped by the plot, plans, and agenda of Satan in his ages. Amen. His schemes and techniques, and we thank you for, Lord. Lord, we love you, oh God, as we leave this car, but never your presence. We thank you that you're always with us, that you'll never leave us off the sake of, oh God. I pray on tonight that all will have a peaceful sleep and sweet dreams, oh God, bringing restoration, oh God, to their body, restoration to their mind, body, soul, and spirit. Amen. And healing to their bodies and strength to their bones. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we thank you for, Lord, and we fill this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail, and the promises of God, and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all that believe. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you all. God keep you. May God continue to strengthen you. Remember, Jesus is Lord, and the devil is defeated. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. We love you here. God loves you more. You all have a good night. Yes, Lord.
Oh, I want to see him. Look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last. Ever to rejoice.
I wanna hear her say, well.
Fill me with love so I
give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him. And now I'll give him back, so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally stop breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold Street, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when it gets, but if you're asking, he'll give you that. How can you imagine living without all his grace? Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Prayed you for all of my days until I finally stop breathing. Yeah. Get that on a great day. But when I get